Everlasting Father, Lord, here it is once more and again. Lord, we come in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord, we come as an empty pitcher need to be filled. Lord, we realize that you are God and that all power, heaven and earth is in your hand. Lord, this day, this first, Lord, Sunday of the year, Lord, this year of 2020, Lord, we're looking, Lord, for you to put out a strong, mighty blessing upon your people. We need you right now. Lord, let this year be like a double portion that you'll be able to show forth the praises of him that called us from out of darkness into the marvelous light. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let it be healing that is done, Lord. Lord, that it might be manifest, Lord, that God is in our midst. We thank you. And we honor you and give you all the praise. Lord, right now, look on our leaders, Lord, in this world, Lord, that you've given the opportunity and the privileges, Lord, to be able to guide your sheep, Lord, to lead them in the green pasture, to cause them, Lord, to know good from evil. We thank you right now. And Lord, we want to ask, Lord, that you just continually, Lord, put on us the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we are able to walk in a newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we plead your blood, because without the shedding of blood, Lord, there's no remission of sin. And we thank you. We give honor, we give praises to your holy name. Touch right now and heal, Lord. Deliver and set free. Let it be a breakthrough, O God, and come into our midst. We pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. I want to thank God. Amen. For his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. He has allowed us to enter into a brand new year. A year, Lord, we can look back over and see how good God has been to us. For he has been a mighty good leader and a great Lord and shepherd of our soul. We thank God this morning. You know, we got to know that when we come into his presence, amen, we ought to have joy, because joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We can't come in and feel as though we run down. Amen. I know physically sometimes we're tired and worn because we're called upon for many tasks. But, amen, our spiritual man, the inner man, man that lives on, the man that you don't see, amen, but the man that is acting out the life, amen, because it's not me, Paul said, not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live, amen, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, amen, and gave himself, amen, for me. And that's why I want you to lift you up this morning, because you got a reason to be happy. You got a reason to come in here. Nobody in here is no better than you. We ought to realize that, amen, that God is our maker. He's the creator of our soul. I didn't start myself. Our God started. You didn't, amen, had nothing to do with how you look. Amen. When you come here, you was just that way. Amen. But God, amen, fashioned you and created you, had already thought about you before you were born. So we want to thank God for what he's doing even now today. So I want you to turn with me, amen. I start to preach on something I had preached and I didn't feel like I finished it. Amen. You know, sometimes I hear the pastor say, you know, well, part one. Amen. Y'all agree with it. Amen. Because it do be things that you left out sometimes. Amen. But you got to make it known. Amen. But you know, this morning, you know, and when I heard that, you know, I would be standing, amen, and I don't take nothing light, amen, because I may not never stand, amen. I may not be able to move on these legs that I got, amen. God didn't say I have them always, amen. And I heard this morning, I was in the back, and I heard about your birthday, Sister Ten, and you is looking good, amen. Amen. For your age, 80? God, man, let me get up there, sure. Amen. I don't know how y'all going to accept my dance then. I don't know how y'all going to look at me and say, why don't that old man sit down? Amen. But amen, you don't know why I'm moving the way I move. Amen. I got a reason. Amen. Amen. God been good to me. God done raised me up. Amen. But we want to look, amen, at a very familiar, amen, passage of scripture. Amen. Coming from Romans. Amen. The 6th chapter. And round about the 12th verse through the 16. And then we're going to read that last verse, the 22nd, not the last verse, but next two, amen, the last one, amen. Romans 6th chapter, beginning at the 12th, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto God, or of obedience unto righteousness. Amen. Now, let us look at the 22nd. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. May God have a blessing on the reading. Amen. Amen. And the hearing, amen, of the word. And I just like to use, you know, because this year, amen, we need to, we talk about grace, amen, but we don't seem like we're living under grace, amen, because we are being guilty-minded, amen, of everything that we might do that could be wrong, amen, but amen. When God freed us from the law, amen. Not that the law wasn't good, but the law was holy. Amen. It was acceptable. It was what God had gave to his leaders, to Moses, them. Amen. When they, amen, went up on the mountain to receive God's testament, amen, and come back to give to the people, but yet found that they were in sin. Amen. God knows that we're going to mess up. God knows that you're going to miss the mark. Amen. God knows. That's why in the last verse it says, for the wages. Amen. The wages, sin has a way of paying off. Amen. You don't have to tell nobody you're doing. It'll show up on you. Amen. Because every sickness, amen, some of it is coming from sin, but most of it is sin related, because in the beginning, it wasn't no sickness. Wasn't nobody, amen, Adam and Eve, amen, and they were holy, amen, and they were, amen, cleansed, amen. You know, they didn't have to, amen, look for a partner to do wrong, because there wasn't none. Can I get a witness? Amen. He couldn't go off and commit adultery. Amen. He couldn't go off and do anything that was wrong. It wasn't but one woman. Amen. He didn't have nobody to relate to but her. Amen. But sin came in when they disobeyed God. Amen. And did what they wanted to do. And now, amen, the whole world was lying under sin. Amen. And that's why, amen, I was born a sinner. I was born to do wrong. Don't look at me now. You like you ain't done nothing. We were all born to do wrong. We were all born to miss it because why? We were under sin. Amen. And sin had its wages. Amen. That it paid off death. So every man was under the title of death. Amen. Death was awaiting for everybody. Amen. And so that's what Paul is trying to get you to see here. Amen. He just saying, don't let it reign. Don't let it rule. Don't let it be the governor of your life. Amen. You might fail sometimes. You might make a mistake sometimes.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.